Hi everybody, this is Lara Culpa from ProBlogger.com, and as part of our new series on small victories, I have with me today Carlene Coulter. Hi Carlene.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful, how are you?
I am doing very well.
Good. So how about you give our listeners a little bit of a background?
Okay, my name is Carlene Coulter. I'm the author of multiple blogs, but my primary one is Beauty and Fashion Tech. The words beauty and fashion followed by TECH.com. I also have a blog, Girl Gloss, and run some affiliate sites, and I also run a little nonprofit blog for my dog.
Aww.
Yeah, he doesn't try to make any money. go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I basically started blogging, I'd say it was about 3.5-4 years ago now. Kind of did it on a whim. I just one day started reading some other blogs. I said, hey, I'd kind of like to try that, and started doing it. I'm actually an attorney by profession.
Oh, wow. Nice. Very nice.
So, it makes for a nice combination. I kind of like writing about things that aren't legal topics from time to time.
I can't blame you there.
Yeah, the legal stuff gets kind of dry.
Yeah. So, when you put in your application to be featured in the series, what was the small victory that you were talking about?
Well, actually, I had kind of a small victory and then more of a medium victory. The small victory was when I first started doing this, my now husband, who was then my boyfriend, was really kind of teasing me about it. He would look at me and say, you're writing about makeup and you think you're going to make some money from this? Because I told him, well, you know, I'd kind of like to make a little money, extra money on the side.
Right.
And, you know, he said, you're never going to make money on that. You're falling for some make money online thing. and I said, well, you know, and I'll try and see what happens. So after maybe, I don't know, a month or two, you know, I start showing him, oh, here, look, I'm at least making, you know, $1 a day on AdSense. He's like, that's not money. That doesn't count. And so I think I was about 3 months in, and two things happened. First, I got my first AdSense check, so I actually, you know, made enough to get to that $100 mark.
Absolutely.
And then I also sold a $1,500 ad contract for a six-month ad contract.
Wow.
And so he comes home, and, you know, I proudly show him this $1,500, and that pretty much shut him up. After that, he basically said, yeah, you can do more of this.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. That's awesome.
Yeah, so that was the small victory. The medium victory was really, from there it kept growing. And when I'm originally from Nebraska, and I moved out to Illinois to be with my husband, and I took a cut in pay. I lost a part-time teaching job that was extra income from that, and the cost of living out here is kind of ridiculous. So, I moved out here. I really kind of needed extra money and was looking to replace my teaching income, and what happened was by about the 1 year mark, I had done that. So that's kind of my medium victory is that, you know, things grew. I replaced all that lost income, actually increased it quite a bit. And in the end, last year, my husband was laid off of his job, and that actually probably saved us. I mean, my income at that point covered the mortgage, and we got by okay. And fortunately, he's reemployed now.
Right. That's fantastic. You know, a lot of people talk about how they think that everybody's trying to get into the blogging thing and the making money online thing because of the way the economy is, of course, in the United States, and things are getting rough around here, and we've been battling this whole thing for a couple years now, and it's really nice to hear that within such a relatively short period of time, if you look at the grand scheme of things, I mean a year, but that's not asking a lot to be able to put in the effort for a year's time. And
yeah, you know, yeah, I think the key is putting in the effort.
Right.
I mean, it's definitely work.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's nothing. Darren recently had a post about how unsexy it is. And
yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, you know, there's nothing out there saying that this is one of those, like, set it and forget it kind of Ronco rotisserie things. You have to really put in the effort, and that's fantastic. So let me ask you this. Because being a member of ProBlogger.com, and coming to the site and everything, what are some things that you think have helped you along the way?
Well, first off, I have to say ProBlogger footwalker.net, the actual blog, was instrumental from the get-go for me. When I first started blogging and started realizing, oh, I could actually make some money from this, I think I read every single thing on there. I mean, Darren was like, he was a god to me. I was like, wow, this is just amazing. It's a great site.
Yeah.
So when ProBlogger.com, the forum and everything started, I immediately wanted to be part of that. And I think it's a very useful place, especially I think it's a particularly probably good for new bloggers, and then there's some established bloggers in there who are quite active.
Yep.
So it's a nice mix of people. You get new people in there with fresh ideas and questions. I mean, I've learned from people's questions. You know, people ask questions that I never thought of, and I thought, okay, that's interesting. And then I also learned from the answers.
Right.
And then, like I said, there's experienced people in there too who bring their own wealth of knowledge.
Right. One of the things that I hear a lot from people, now that we've been sending out the weekly newsletters and kind of pointing people in certain directions each week, one of the responses I keep getting is that people are feeling almost like wallflower-ish. You know, they go in there and they're kind of like, you know, there's so many people with such great information, I feel like I have nothing to add, you know. To which my answer is always, well, you know, your learning process can be somebody else's learning process as well, which kind of goes along with what you just said.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, I can't say how many times I've seen somebody either in the ProBlogger forum or another forum ask a question where I just, it's might be a very basic question. It's something I've never thought of before.
Right.
And I get something out of that, and I say, hey, I really learned something from that. Also, you can't discount the social interactions and getting to know people.
Right.
I'm always one that's always loved forums because I'm just pretty social. And, you know, if you're kind of a wallflower, you really can, you know, get to know people just by going in forums, asking a few questions, throwing in your thoughts, and, you know, don't worry about being new or maybe not having been blogging that long or anything. You know, I think everybody has something valid to add.
Fantastic. Well, Carlene, thank you so much for talking to us today. And go ahead and tell everybody what your URL is again.
The primary site is beautyandfashiontech.com. The first part's easy, beautyandfashiontech.com.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much, and we'll see you in the forums.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Bye.